Longmeadow Pond is a 2.5-mile walk from the Edwards home. It is located in the neighboring town of Middlebury. The boys go fishing there nearly every weekend during the summer and fall. John and Warren are the same age as Phil. All three have been fishing companions for the last 2 years. Every Saturday, as they walk to the pond, something manages to distract them. Today is no exception. As the boys stride up Rubber Avenue, they approach a landmark that is the basis of a local legend. On the right-hand side of the road is a large rock that stands over 12 feet tall. Members of the community refer to it as the Star Stone and believe it is a meteor that fell to Earth shortly after the area was first settled in 1765. Phil peers at the stone through his spyglass. "Phil, you've seen that rock 100 times before," says John. "Do you have to stare at it through that spyglass every time we go fishing?" "There's just something about it that interests me," says Phil. "I really can't explain it. I'll bet it landed here when my great-great-grandfather Ben was alive. He was born in Boston in 1765. Just think, I'm looking at it through his spyglass." "How do you know that spyglass really belonged to him?" asks Warren. "I think it did," says Phil. "At least my grandpa says it was his. I think all of Grandpa's stories are true." "Like that story about Paul Revere?" asks Warren. "How you're related to him somehow? Maybe through his horse," John laughs. "Very funny," says Phil. "Grandpa said my great-great-grandfather Ben's sister married one of Paul Revere's sons. But I guess you guys are right. I really have no proof of that either. Maybe someday I'll be able to prove it to you. Until then, all I have are Grandpa's stories and this spyglass."